Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Congratulations on being drafted number 7 by the Chicago Bears. What was that feeling like taking that phone call and then putting that hat on and walking across the stage and meeting the commissioner as a Chicago Bear?
Oh, man, I wanted to cry so bad. I held those tears in. It took everything in me to hold it in, but I'm very excited, very, very emotional about it. Held it in and tried to keep that a little secret, but words couldn't describe it. The feeling I got in my stomach, heart dropped, and I'm happy to be a Chicago Bear.
Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the journey that you've been on to get to this point. I heard you talking a little bit about the JC experience and some of the hurdles that were in your way and how you overcame those. And what is it that's made you the man that you are now coming into this draft and being a number one pick in the NFL draft? What has made you that kind of a guy?
Just because I've been through so much. I wasn't a star in high school. During college, I missed 2 seasons, one due to redshirt, and then the second one, due to financial paperwork, I couldn't return to play. So every time I got the opportunity, I made the most of it. A lot of people counted me out and just thought I wouldn't make it. And I think that's where I get my determination and attitude from. It's just because so many people doubt me, and I'm not supposed to be here. So I'm honored and I'm blessed.
Well, and by the way, I heard some of the criticism. I said, well, you know what? He didn't run certain routes. Is he a crisp route runner? Is he a professional route runner? How do you see yourself in terms of the guy you'll be replacing here, Brandon Marshall, who was a very disciplined route runner. And, as you well know, the guy is extremely productive on the offensive end. How do you see yourself in terms of all of those little nuances of the game that you have to perfect?
Well, they said the same thing about Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant and Calvin Johnson. So, just like those guys, I'm going to try to work and try to be great like those guys. And Brandon Marshall has been doing it for a very long time. We're cool friends, so I'm going to try to get help from everyone and implement it in my game and just take the knowledge that I'm learning and run with it.
You go from 35 catches in 2013 to 109 this past season, and then things really got over the top when you ran that 4.35 40 at the combine. What do you feel was most responsible for the stark improvement in your play from your junior to your senior season?
My coaching staff did a great job of coaching me and putting the ball in my hand. I had a healthy quarterback, a great quarterback, Clint Chicken. He did a great job of putting the ball in my hand, and the team rallied behind me. They all wanted to see me do well, and I knew if I had to, I like being accountable, and I love being the go-to guy. And everyone see how hard I worked from the day I got there. And then going into my senior year, I crank it up a lot of notches. Being the first one on suicide, being the first one running up the stadium stairs, just competing every single day, putting all the extra work, kind of, I think it paid off.
Well, obviously it did because you are the number 7 overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. Kevin, I know it's a busy time for you. They're taking you all over town here. Yeah. Thanks for taking a few minutes to spend with us here. Congratulations.